So we have now selective cytokine gene activation following pattern recognition, and then that cytokine response takes off. The cytokine response can cross the blood-brain barrier, bind to the primordial GP130 receptor for leptin in the ventral medial nucleus of the hypothalamus, and impair that leptin receptor. We know about insulin resistance in diabetes and obesity. It's no different. Leptin resistance is incredibly common. And if you see someone and their weight went up 20 pounds for no reason, at about the time they started getting tired and their muscle ached and you thought they had fibromyalgia, you're looking at an exact cytokine attack on a leptin receptor, because now there'll be no message sent in the pathway. It's called the POMC pathway. It's a little jargonish, but basically MSH is made in this pathway. Now, MSH controls melatonin production. So if you don't get MSH, your patients are going to be tired. MSH is made when this parent POMC is cleaved, and you get MSH and beta endorphin. So look at this illness. We have exposures now. MSH is starting to fall, and the patient becomes tired, in pain, and they gain weight. And then someone says, well, you're depressed. It's not going to work. And then someone says, you need some Topamax for your headache. It's not going to work. And then someone comes up with a brilliant idea to use an FDA-approved drug, for God's sake, Lyrica, because they say you've got fibromyalgia. It ain't going to work. And now they'll get tired of what you've done, and they go to somebody else. You get a different antidepressant, and now you might get something else. Heaven forbid, he falls in the hands of someone who comes with a diagnosis that's not supported, and the thousands of dollars start to disappear. So now the patient is tired, more tired because the illness continues. They're overweight, they're in pain, and now they're bankrupt, and now they come to see you for the disability evaluation. Please measure innate immune functions. You will help these people because you can fix the illness. All right. If we go from MSH deficiency controlling pituitary hormones, you will find the low gonadotropin release under influence of MSH. You will find low androgen patients. I have great fun with my nearby Somerset County, besides Worcester County and the Eastern Shore of Maryland, and hardworking folks. But if someone from Somerset County comes in and it's a guy looking for Viagra, I don't ask him if he's drinking too much. I know he is. And I don't ask him if he's upset about the affair he had. He probably had one of those too. I just say, where's the mold? Oh, it's in the garage. Oh, it's in the bathroom. You'll find it. And I tease Somerset County. I'm very fond of Somerset County. My daughter was born in Somerset County. Specifically, in addition to cytokines knocking out hypothalamic pituitary regulation of countless issues, low MSH predisposes to carriage of a commensal, i.e. non-invasive coagulase negative staph that's multiply antibiotic resistant that sits in nasal mucosa. And when you do a deep aerobic nasal culture and you start doing biofilm assessment of this organism, once again, you're going to be dumbfounded. These are not the benign coagnic staphs we used to have years ago in medical school. Specifically as well, VEGF deficiency will change exercise potential. Anaerobic threshold is greatly reduced, and these people will come short of breath and fatigued with illness. And you give them asthma medicines, it won't work. You give them inhaled steroids, it doesn't work. You say they're hyperventilating because their palpitations are there all the time and they start breathing too fast. Well, actually what's happening is that their VO2 max, or oxygen delivery, is markedly affected. Their pulmonary artery pressure is rising with exercise. You don't know it. And you diagnose hyperventilation and they go see somebody else because that's not what's wrong. Autoimmunity is huge. 58% of children with this illness have anti-gliadin antibodies. You'll see them. They get diagnosed as Ritalin deficiency. Attention deficit hyperactivity syndrome. They'll be told that sugar is the problem. The teacher notices it. If you've got a mold exposure, just measure gliadin antibodies. They will not